Have you always wanted to know how our brain works? Why a brainstorming session is the worst way to be creative? Paul Smith is a comedian and a frequent speaker at conferences who knows all about our brain and creativity. Hi Paul, welcome to our studio.
Thanks.
The big question, how does our brain work?
Yeah,
it's a very big one.
It's a very big one. Well, what I'm mostly talking about when I'm doing talks for companies is the difference between our functional mind and our struggling mind. So we've got approximately between the 30,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day.
That's impressive.
That's really impressive. Yeah. But about 5% is really useful. It's creative and useful in your daily life. But 95%... it's the struggling mind. I mostly say it's the Statler and Waldorf, you know.
From the Muppets.
From the Muppet shows. They're on the balcony and constantly like, hey, it should have been this and what if this. So, and if you listen to Statler and Waldorf, it will be a huge struggle in your daily life.
In a lot of companies, people organize a brainstorming session, especially to be creative. But if I hear this story, then it's probably not a good idea.
No, mostly a brainstorm session is telling about your Statler and Waldorf, and then he will tell his Statler and Waldorf. Yeah. That's why we call a meeting. And if we look at neuroscience, they figured out that a brainstorm session is the worst way to become creative.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what should you do then? Instead of the brainstorming session?
Instead of that... a new idea, whether it's a new song or you're doing a painting or it's within sports, the creative things, they pop up when this Statler and Waldorf part of the brain is shut down. So we mostly try to think real hard to become creative, but it's the opposite way. It's like relaxing. So like if you're really... worrying about stuff, we tend to even think harder and worry more in order to find a solution.
Yeah.
But the best way, if we look at neuroscience, is stop doing everything, take a walk in the park, go do some sports or
That will be funny if I put in the agendas of my team, instead of the brainstorming session, we go for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Everybody would look strange.
They should do it. Because everyone notices, even whether it's an artist or a businessman, The greatest ideas, they suddenly pop up in your head. You do not create the idea. This creative idea will find you whenever it's there.
Yeah.
So you do not control creativity in that way.
And are it the same Muppets that are talking to you when, for example, you need to go on stage for a speech? And
yeah, absolutely. So what you... mostly if a director has to do a speech...
Yeah.
The Statler and Waldorf will tell him one day in advance, oh, this has to be good. What will people think of you? You may not fail. And they type in their text and they just read it very rationally. But it does nothing with the audience. It's like, oh, another speech. Really boring. So what we like is when someone's doing a speech or when we talk, we've got no idea what we'll say. It's just spontaneous and it's flow. And that's if someone is doing this on stage... it's nice to listen to the guy.
But how do you get them shut up then?
Well, it's the recognition that those Statler and Waldorf, they are there, but you are not your thoughts. So once you realize it's just a lot of noise, you stop believing it. And then it will be
being aware of the fact that they are there.
Yeah, it's more awareness of your thoughts. That's what it's about.
You are a frequent asked speaker on conferences.
Yes.
So you work in the event industry as a speaker. In your experience, what do you see happening with keeping that in mind on events?
Well, sometimes when I enter an event, all these people who are organizing it, they seem to have like panic in their eyes. So is this going to be good? And
event manager was one of the top five most stressful jobs in the world.
Really?
There has been a questionnaire recently. So
okay,
that's a part of research.
Yeah, but every event you have a planning, but it always goes in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been at an event that starts at exactly the same time as in the schedule.
Yeah.
So. A planning is good, but you have to leave some space for freedom and spontaneous things to happen.
Okay.
And people like that.
To conclude with, what would be the last piece of advice you want to give to our viewers?
Well, first, the recognition that you are not this struggling brain, and and you do not have full control of anything in your life. Things will always go in a different way. So be flexible, be creative, and things will work out fine.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, thanks.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.